Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If, as Karl Marx suggested, religion is the opium of the people, we live on a planet where nobody needs to walk too far down the street to get drugs. Each year, hundreds of new religious movements are born. They're all over the place if you know where to look. Never mind that only a tiny fraction of them will survive. There's more where they came from. So, who starts new religions and why? Starting a new religion is actually a lot like rolling out a new social media app. Hundreds of these things appear out of thin air every year, created by go-getters with some entrepreneurial spirit, egoism, creativity, ambition, and flair for presenting an idea. But dumb luck and good timing play a part, too. Sometimes an idea comes along that speaks to people's needs and concerns at a particular moment in history. When this happens, some buzz is generated, people get curious, and maybe, just maybe, the whole thing blows up. And we end up with Snapchat, or Scientology. Religious scholars avoid the word cult when describing new religious movements because the term is so laden with value judgments, but every new religious sect or spiritual movement essentially begins the same way, as a cult. We spoke with Reza Aslan, a religious scholar and author of best-selling books about the beginnings of both Islam and Christianity. They said, the big joke in religion is that cult plus time equals religion. Christianity was a cult for hundreds of years before it became the official religion of the Roman Empire. To this day, there are Americans who call Mormonism a cult, in spite of the fact that it's one of the most thriving religions in the world. Truth is, at some point, most of the world's great religions were what most people would call cults, started by upstarts like Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha. We also spoke with Lauren Dawson, a professor in the Department of Religious Studies at the University of Waterloo and author of Comprehending Cults, the Sociology of New Religious Movements. Dawson pointed out that while many of these motivational leaders have the drive to start a new spiritual group, precious few have the wherewithal to manage it through the awkward early stages without mismanaging finances, alienating their followers, or otherwise letting their egos get the better of them. Dawson said, cults have a bad reputation because corruption is pretty common within these groups. But in many cases, these charismatic leaders are really trying to help people. Research shows in many of these new religious movements, people, adherents, are successfully overcoming drug or alcohol addiction, family problems, etc., because the religions really do provide new stabilizing influences in their lives. There are so many religions out there. There are hundreds of offshoots of Tibetan Buddhism, different forms of Mormonism, UFO religions, and countless reconceived notions of every form of Christianity that you can think of. One Christian sect might follow a preacher who believes in polygamous marriage, while another might have very specific rules on how to baptize somebody. You name it, it's available. According to Dawson, reliable estimates put the number of officially recognized religions currently operating in the United States at around 2,500. The U.S. is a very religious society compared to Europe or Canada, which each currently has only a few dozen new religions. Africa also seems to be a hotbed of new religiosity. Dawson said, Africa was the last place to be penetrated by European religion, primarily by Islam and Christianity. There have been loads of conversions away from native practice just in the past 100 years. As so often happens when people convert, they usually combine their beliefs with some elements of Catholicism. In the case of Africa, this has been in the midst of economic upheaval, new diseases, and a lot of disruption. It's ripe for new prophets to show up and say, I've got the new truth, we're all going to be okay. This is not to say these new religions are okay with the establishment, though. One back-to-the-land spiritual movement on the island of Borneo called Mila Abraham was in the news in 2017 because its leader was jailed for blasphemy in Indonesia for claiming to be the actual son of God. The movement has over 50,000 followers, and the Indonesian government is not happy about it. The country recognizes six different religions, and Mila Abraham is not one of them. If a new spiritual movement makes it out of the awkward beginning stages, if enough people are committed to giving their time and money to the cause, it needs to develop institutionalized control. A rigid hierarchy and clear-cut guidelines about the difference between correct and incorrect beliefs tend to attract true believers and keep out the freeloaders, people who take advantage of the essential do-gooderishness of a religion without being invested in helping it succeed. The Church of Scientology is a good example of a new, very successful religion that did a great job in its mid-20th century beginnings of laying down some clear-cut guidelines for the levels of commitment expected of its believers. In return, Scientology promised a new, powerful identity, a better type of salvation than anyone else was offering, as well as prosperity and luck. But as the religion has grown, something new and 100% expected happened. The followers of Scientology have begun to want to define the religion for themselves. Aslan said, "For the first time, Scientology's having to confront sex. Scientologists breaking off from the church, but not the religion. They're seizing for themselves the power to define Scientology for themselves. The church says they aren't allowed to do this, but that's the same argument every religious institution makes. That's what the Vatican said when Luther nailed his theses to the church door. Only we can define what is and isn't Christian." And we know who won that argument. So, although stricter religions are generally more successful, the five largest world religions—Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism—all have one thing in common. They've made themselves strong enough to survive continual dissension over orthodoxy and evolve with the changing needs of their communities. Aslan gave this for an example. In the U.S., both slave owners and abolitionists used not only the same Bible to justify their argument, they used the exact same verses. When that's the kind of scripture that you have, you know it's going to last. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. Visit our online store at tpublic.com/brainstuff to find pillows, phone cases, kids' shirts, and more. And every purchase supports us directly. And of course, for more on this and lots of other topics with staying power, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Hi,
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.